A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. You have learned how it was said, "You must love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say this to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In this way you will be the children of your Father in heaven, for he causes his sun to rise on bad people as well as good, and his rain to fall on honest and dishonest ones alike. For if you love those who love you, what right have you to claim any credit? Even the tax collectors do as much, do they not? And if you save your greetings for your brothers, are you doing anything exceptional? Even the pagans do as much, do they not? You must therefore be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. One of the church's most reassuring teachings for me has always been the one about the unconditional love of God. I guess that one of the features of being human is that from time to time we feel bad about ourselves. We regret things said or done. We wish we'd thought of a different way. Sometimes we might even feel terrible shame or guilt about something we've caused to happen. It can be pretty devastating, that kind of feeling. But when we recall that God loves all humankind, regardless of weaknesses or failings or selfishness or mistakes, God loves us all at all times. There's great comfort in that understanding. One of my favorite hymns is the one that goes, "Come as you are, that's how I want you. Come as you are, feel quite at home, close to my heart, loved and forgiven. Come as you are, why stand alone? No need to fear, love sets no limits. No need to fear, love never ends. Don't run away, shamed or disheartened. Rest in my love, trust me again." When I'm aware that I have been hurtful to someone, or I've just not lived up to my standards in some way or other, in honesty maybe, or in being available to others, or some piece of selfishness, if I can just say or sing those words quietly, I often find I can find a way of repairing the hurt or the lapse in my actions. It's comforting, that kind of concept of divine love that's all-embracing, all-inclusive, timeless and unreserved. And yet, if God is all-forgiving and all-loving, what does that say about me? You see, there is the other side of the coin, as Jesus points out in today's reading. It's nice to feel that God forgives us whatever we have done, but how do we feel about Jesus asking us to love our enemies and forgive those who cause us grief? I don't know about you, but I find that difficult. Where I live, there have been two quite dreadful murders lately. One, a storekeeper shot in his own shop, a married man with two children. The other, an elderly woman living alone, bashed to death. You can imagine the headlines in the newspapers and on television. Several young men have been arrested for the killing of the storekeeper, and the papers are full of the sayings of distraught family and friends. "My life is ruined," and "I'll never forgive them," "hang them," and so on. And of course, who can blame them? and their sorrow, for placing the blame for their pain and panic on those seemingly responsible. Isn't it only human to love our own family and friends so much that when someone is killed, we feel that their life has been devalued and treated with contempt, and we want to take revenge and affirm the value of that person, the dead one's life? Isn't justice a good thing? Isn't it right that those responsible for taking a person's life should suffer in return? Well, of course it's understandable that the victims of such a dreadful deed should react like this, especially when in a time of pain and confusion, you're surrounded by people all tossing ideas into the mix, with the media desperate to get some breathless headline in double-quick time. For most of us, the situation is usually less dramatic. The one we find it difficult to forgive or to love tends to be the kid next door, or a local priest, or my ex-brother-in-law. And the cause is often something not too serious. It doesn't matter whether it's the killing of someone close to us, or the neighbor's dog that keeps running off with our slippers. Loving and forgiving can be tough when you're feeling hurt and let down. But still, there's that call of Jesus. You must therefore be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. Well, no one said life was easy. Do I want to be perfect as Jesus calls me to be? Well, yes, I do. I want to become fully human. Do I sometimes find it hard to love and forgive other people? Sure do. That's human too, right? How do I bring those two thoughts together? Maybe I just need to keep on humming. Come as you are, that's how I love you. Come as you are, trust me again. Nothing can change the love that I bear you. All will be well, just come as you are.